You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 585-252-9800. Is your dog more important to you than your partner?
Oh my God.
It's a rhetorical question.
No, literally. You guys, have you ever been in a relationship with someone where you feel deep in your soul that their dog or animal, but specifically a dog, is more important than you or your relationship? Or if it came down to one or the other, they're choosing their dog all day.
Yeah, and I mean, is this, like Breezy mentioned, yeah, it's definitely going to put a wedge in the relationship, but has it caused a breakup? Did you walk away from the relationship because you thought to yourself, you know what? I think my boyfriend rather have sex with his dog than me.
I've been in a relationship like this where I was literally scared to
that you were going to get cheated on with it.
Not the bestiality. No, literally. That I was literally scared to do anything with these dogs, take them out, because if I lost them, that was the end of my relationship.
No, sure.
Which, honestly,
it's a big responsibility.
Should have let them go and done myself a favor. But at the end of the day, what study is coming out now is shocking. It might shock you, it might not. A study shows that 54% of U.S. dog owners are willing to leave their partner if their dog doesn't like them. 54!
That's a big number.
That's a huge number. That's over half. Like, what are we doing here?
Over half. And I would imagine, though, that it's probably a less stressful relationship.
65% of people admit that they take more photos of their dogs than they do of their partner or them and their partner together.
Right. I mean, how many people have set up their own Instagram account for their dog?
Right. Their dog's own Instagram. For me,
which
I'm not cringe.
I'm not going to hate on. No, I'm not going to hate on that.
No.
Some of those videos are kind of cute. The dog videos eating Cheerios.
I went to the park today. My mom took me out and then we like no, stop. I can't. I don't like a dog Instagram. I don't like a cat Instagram. It's like, tell me you have too much time on your hands without telling me you have too much time on your hands.
Well, let me tell you something. Some of those dogs are making more money than me.
No, yeah, some of them are influencers. And I'm like, well.
Let's go to Carla. Carla says, I was actually talking to my husband about this the other day. When I adopted my dog, I made a lifetime commitment to him.
Come on. Come on.
Unless I simply can't give him what he needs anymore, he's staying with me. I've made that same commitment to my husband, but the difference is that he lives his own life and is ultimately responsible for his own happiness, whereas my dog relies entirely on me and needs me for his happiness. I will never walk away from my dog. Well, I don't think anybody, Carla, is saying that you have to walk away from your dog. It's just that if you had a decision to share a room with your husband or your dog, where would you go?
Okay, I'll take it a step further and say that nearly half of people say it's harder to leave their dog for the week than it is their partner.
Come on. Come on.
I can't do this. I can't do, like, what are we doing here? This person texted in, said, my ex once told me that she was upset with me because I interfered with her bonding time between her and her dog. So I think what's really happening, if we get down to the nitty gritty of it all, is people are, how do I put this? Like, very anxious about relationships and don't want to settle, right? I think there's a lot of anxiety around settling. Mm-hmm. I feel like you feel this too. We've talked about it before. And your dog is your constant and you will stick with what you know. And I will take it a step further and say, you will stick with something you know that you can control and that won't question you or talk back to you. People who have these these weird ass relationships with their dogs.
But listen, I'm sure you
can
agree.
Do it.
I didn't grow up with a dog. Never. I wasn't allowed to have one as a kid. And I love dogs. You grew up with 5 or 6 dogs. And
like,
you can care
in the span
less.
Of my lifetime.
Yeah,
yes,
and you
yes.
could care less. But I think we can all agree, though. I think it's a little crazy how attached some people get. But there are people where you can agree a dog is automatically, or any pet, becomes part of the family. That's your fur baby.
100%.
I'm not saying choose your pet over your spouse. I'm not saying that whatsoever. I think that's crazy. But people do it.
They do.
You see the people on Park Ave in the summertime pushing their dog in a stroller? What's going on there?
They're stopping at every bar for water for their dog. Like, they're not even getting drinks. I'm like, okay, what's happening here? I don't know. And I know this is easy for me to say because I'm not like a dog person. I'm not like a massive dog lover. I'm not an animal lover. Sue me. Like, hot take, I'm just not into it. I know some people are, and I think there's enough people in the world that are into it that I can off balance them by saying I'm not.
Do you feel that if an individual, and I'm asking our audience, if you guys have ever met someone who's not a dog lover or doesn't like pets, do you feel that individual lacks empathy?
You go, I'm not talking to you.
Let me go over it. Hold on. I get it. Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. So we love our dog so much. We have a boxer who we've had for the last 7 years. But if there was a fire and I had to choose between my dog and the partner, I would choose my partner. Thank you. That's very big of you.
Oh, my God. The bar is like in the ground. The bar's never been lower. No, it's never been lower.
That's very big of you.
How considerate of you, Janine. Thank you so much.
Oh, God.
Oh, my. And can we talk about, like, actual real life timeline here? A dog's lifespan doesn't go past 20 years.
No, it doesn't.
It won't. It just won't. That's just how it works. Dog years versus human years.
We wish we can keep our fur babies forever.
They hit that rainbow bridge and they keep on trotting. You know what I mean? But when it comes to your relationship, that will continue. So I'm not saying that people can't love their dog and have relationships with their dog. When it comes down to rubber meeting the road and you have to choose and you're choosing your dog, weird to me. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Won't do it.
So I had a buddy in, you know, out on the West Coast who moved in with his girlfriend, and they were having some trouble. There was a wedge within that relationship. But she basically kicked him in the guest room and had the dog come in and start sleeping in the bed with her. And I'm like, this is a lot. You remember last month we had the conversation about me wanting to get a dog? Can you imagine if I turned into this person?
Oh my God, you'd be so cringe. You bring the dog to the show. I'm like, Moose, your dog's literally pooping on the ground again. So
Like, it's Moose and Rufus in the morning. I slowly push you out.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Yeah, we're going to check in on your old stomping grounds, Grease Schools.
Let's do it.
Yes, we have to. Grease Schools is now rolling out a new body and bag scanner for security.
Oh, no. Well, it's for
safety. Going to high school or going through TSA? We're just not sure.
This is all Grease Schools.
Correct. Specifically, the principal of Grease Arcadia Middle School said that when it comes to security screening, they're screening for the students' safety while they're getting into school, and it's absolutely wild. They're taking measures after we talked 2 weeks ago about those explosive computers and things of that nature. So the new walkthrough body scanner and bag scanner is meant to primarily screen for weapons, and it's going to be a longer testing period as well. Safety is our number one priority, said the school district's head of safety and security. No learning or anything else can really occur unless you feel safe and secure. So this rolled out on Tuesday. The Arcadia students held like a simulation to try and like figure out how it works and things of that nature. But it's kind of weird that they're rolling this out at the end of the year. Like, well, why wouldn't they wait until September to actually get this in place and all
that? I don't think it's a terrible idea. I mean, I think if you get all the bugs out and test it now so it's ready to go for the new school year, maybe that's their mindset too.
So the one huge problem with this that a lot of students and parents alike are saying that I thought of too is this is going to slow down the process of coming into school, which will make kids miss homeroom, which will make kids late because there's only so many people that can screen these kids and look at the system and all of that stuff. So
this is the middle school or high school?
This is actually the middle school, specifically the middle school, but it's all throughout Grease Schools, but we're talking about the middle school. So an eighth grader said, I would say a lot of kids missed homeroom, but it didn't take as long as you thought it would.
I'm pretty sure I remember homeroom when I was at Athena starting at 7:20. 7:20 or 7:40. It was one of them. But having to go through security now... Yeah, it might say it's probably going to hold things
like,
up.
Literally looking at this, it looks just like TSA to me. Shoes off, bags in the bins, take out your electronics.
Laptops, creams, gels.
It's wild for sure. But
safety first.
Feel safe.
Yeah, well, when they roll that out, we're going to see just how well things go over with that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially during the start of the new school year.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show... How many of you have ever just looked at someone and said, yep, that's all I need to know about you?
Yeah.
I would love to hear some of your stories. Yesterday, I found myself at a red light, and I looked over, and I immediately started judging someone so hard. And I had to catch myself. I feel like I've matured in the last couple of years. I was like, well, hold on a second. Maybe they're doing this, and they look this way because of A, B, and C.
Sure.
Right? You got to put yourself in someone else's shoes. And I thought to myself, nah, that's all I really need to know about you.
Sure.
I'll tell you what I saw, what I witnessed at the red light. And I want to hear your stories, too, of that one time you looked at someone and said, yep, that's all I need to know about you. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. How many of you have ever looked at someone and said, "Yup, that's all I need to know about you"? By the way, really quick, we just got a text from a listener, Meg, who says her husband Bill is listening to us in the shower right now. And if we can give him the old hello. Bill, thanks for listening,
hey,
man.
Bill. Not Bill Belichick, tuning into the show.
Thanks, thanks for polishing up the old caboose.
Oh, goodness.
You missed a spot.
Still
using that old bar of soap. All right.
Okay, that's enough. Cut it out.
Would love to hear some of your stories of the time you judged someone extra hard. Maybe it was something they were doing or something they were wearing. Yesterday, I was at a red light. And I'm sitting there. It was a beautiful day out. I had the windows down. I look over in the vehicle next to me, and there's this woman, and she was wearing a winter hat, a surgical mask, and latex gloves. Immediately, I can feel myself judging her.
Mm-hmm. But of course.
Like, I never understood it. I mean, the windows are up. You're in the car alone. But right. Instead of being the guy I was a couple years ago and thinking the worst of someone, I feel like, I don't know, I took the more mature approach.
I don't believe you for a second.
Well, hear me out. I said, well, let's put ourselves in this woman's shoes. What would someone like that possibly be going through to be dressed like that on a 73-degree spring day? Well, maybe she has an infection and has a really weak immune system that she can't risk catching the common cold.
Very kind of you to go there.
Right?
And not just call her an absolute freak.
That's a possibility. So I thought to myself, good for you for not being a jerk, Moose. So she looks over and makes...
That's on growth.
She looks over and makes eye contact with me. And I made the hand gesture for her to roll her window down. And she cracks her window and I said, excuse me.
No.
And Moose. That's when it hit me. She wasn't wearing a surgical mask. It was a coffee filter.
You're lying.
I'm not kidding you.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
And I said, never mind, carry on. And when I drove away, I thought of all these great jokes, and I dropped the ball on all of them. I wanted to say, Miss, you're making me depresso.
I hate it here.
Hello, PXY. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's Carmen. What's happening?
Carmen,
I also wear a coffee filter on my mouth while driving.
I just don't understand it.
What the hell, man?
Hey, so a few years ago, it has to be almost 10 now, I went to see a movie called My Bloody Valentine with my ex-wife. You guys ever seen it?
No.
I know the movie. I have not seen it.
It's brutal, almost X-rated. It's brutal.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And in front of me, there was this guy with his sweatpants on and his tank top, his wife, and their two children, about 5 and 7 in between them.
Okay.
I was so angry to the point where I almost said something to the guy. I mean, there's full blown, it's full on nudity, it's blood, it's killing, it's everything.
Yeah, he took his kids to see
it.
It
was disgusting. So, dude, at the end of the movie, I'm standing behind, now I'm seething. And I said to the guy as we stood up, I go, hey, did your kids enjoy the movie? He goes, what? And then I started swearing at him, and I was calling him names, and I almost wanted to brawl him because his kids were there, and I guess I see the irony in that. because I'm getting violent with a guy for bringing his kids. Yes, I see the irony in it, but I was seething the entire movie. And then everybody, when I called them out, somebody was shooting popcorn at him as he was walking out.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
It's a terrible movie
not
to bring
you
your kids
tar and feathering this man in the middle of My Bloody Valentine. Wow.
Yeah, Carmen, why don't you finish it off, buddy, with that's all I need to know about you.
Exactly. That's all I need to know about you and how you raise your children.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Thanks for the call, Dad.
Carmen's best.
Oh, hey, he's... God. Yeah, yeah. Bye, buddy. Let me go over to this...
I think he does have a point, though, because, like, you can judge someone for the weird antics that they do, but when you judge someone on how they're affecting someone else's life, an innocent life at that, you're like, what are we doing here?
He's right, though. You do see the irony, because if you're judging a guy for bringing his kids into a violent movie like that,
and then
beat the crap out of him in front of his kids?
Yeah, the irony is not lost on me.
Sean says, over the weekend, I saw my neighbor out spraying for weeds in a full hazmat suit. That's all I need to know about you.
Correct.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I had dinner with my husband last night, and the guy at the restaurant was drinking a milk with dinner. That's all I needed to know about him. Yes, the milk with the steak.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Why am I? First of all, you need to chime in here. I mean, you judge people on the daily. What's give me one example?
I'm just like honestly so past that. Ever since I turned 31, it's like it's all uphill from here. You know
turned
what I mean?
31 22 days ago. Come on, give me something.
I don't know. I mean, there's so much, right? Like, how can I?
The first time you and I have ever met, you remember I took you out to dinner? Did you judge me when you met me?
We shared a calzone at Shiano's. I would barely call that taking me out to dinner.
I still paid for it.
Whatever. It's first and last meal you've ever paid for me.
Oh, how quickly we forget. But were you judging?
You?
Yeah.
I judged you. So here's what happened. I judged you because you were judging me. You walked into my 700 square foot studio apartment and started opening up all my drawers to see how I live. Weird. I want to see how you live. What? I'm not sure what the correlation is, but okay.
Listen, I knew that if I was going to do a radio show with you, I needed to know the ins and outs, how you live, what you're into, what you dislike. That's all. I wasn't judging you. I think you had a very nice place. Let's go over to this person. Blowing up the bathroom at a nice restaurant. Yep, that's all I need to know about you. Right, of course. You know, I did that once at an Enterprise rent-a-car location. It was quite the tight quarters in there, so they knew it was me.
Yeah.
But I kid you not, the next week, the whole location shut down. And I still feel like maybe I had something to do with that.
Not you. Literally clogging the septic. This person says, people who use their speakerphone for music or conversation in public places, I'm judging you and you are entitled. Well,
that's a good one.
So.
All right, let me get to one more here.
Me FaceTiming in the middle of Wegmans.
What's up, guys? I used to work with a gentleman who never had any money but would drive a Lexus. He never even had money for gas. That's all I needed to know about him. Oh, you guys are judgy.
This one actually makes sense, and I do agree with it tenfold. The background and wallpaper on your phone is how I'm judging you, especially if it's a picture of yourself. Who puts a photo of themselves as their phone background? Weird.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me you're a narcissist without telling me you're a narcissist. I would never put myself as my phone background. Laptop, sure. Phone, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
My buddy set his screensaver to a picture of his Honda Civic.
It's like an 07.
98PXY. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.